feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter.
And the protests at university continue to spark across this country. And I just have one simple question tonight. Where is the President of the United States? Where is his leadership or lack thereof? Where is the moral clarity from the leader of the free world? Where is President Biden? He is like all over the place. He's not making any statements. He made that mamsy-pamsy statement yesterday that was pathetic. And as he's walking down the lawn, we have cities and especially college campuses across this country where there are now thousands of people camping out and protesting and shouting death to America, death to Israel, long live Hamas, and a lot of other vile, disgusting things. And our president is MIA. And I blame him because he has not come down and said this is unacceptable. When it's like a child, if somebody has bad behavior, the first thing you do is say, this is not acceptable, this is not appropriate, and this will not be tolerated in our great nation. And yet our president seems to be all over the place, and he's trying to placate both sides. It isn't going to work, and there aren't two sides to it. There's a country that was invaded and assaulted on October 7th, and we have people praising the attackers, and our president is sitting still and saying, well, yeah, I condemn anti-Semitism, but I don't want anybody to go after the Palestinians. I don't want them to do anything in Gaza. And also, by the way, in the last 24 hours, here it is Passover, and the president allowed the State Department to put Israel on the list of human rights abusers. So now they're on this list next to China, next to Iran, next to Russia, next to Hamas, and next to the Taliban. Is that really appropriate of this president? Everything he has done, I contend, has been throwing Israel under the bus publicly and privately. And now is a time for leadership. This president better grow a spine because things are getting really ugly on the streets of America and in these campuses that are completely out of control. And you could just tell that the university professors, some of them are part of these protests, and some of the leadership at these universities, they just don't know what to do. At NYU, there were 120 arrests on Monday night, and there were people walking around with torches and talking about defacing things. And then they marched up to NYPD headquarters. I mean, this is really scary. And now the rhetoric is getting more and more intense, and the numbers are getting much more intense. I mean, you look at some of these places across America, it really is shocking to see it. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, you see it at Yale, and you see it in a whole bunch of these places. They feel emboldened. And these university professors don't know what to do because the ones that have called in the NYPD to clear up the scene, well, guess what happens? They come right back. Like in Columbia, now it's like a tent city. It's like a little mini city. Like remember during the Summer of Love in Seattle, they had the autonomous zone. Remember where nobody could go in unless you were part of the zone. I'm waiting for that to be the case there in Columbia because it's like a little mini tent city. And these tents, that's the other thing. If you look at the tents, guys, the tents are all almost the same color. They're the same style. They're kind of set up in this nice uniform way. This doesn't look like some put together, you know, grassroots protest. I'd like to know who's behind all this. Who is sponsoring this? Who is paying for this mayhem in America today? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. 848-9222. 2022. And here's some of the sights and sounds from Columbia University, where they are definitely spewing pro-Hamas, cheering on what happened on October 7th rhetoric. Listen to this.
Remember the 7th of October.
Never forget the 7th of October.
That will happen.
Never forget the 7th of October.
Not one more time. Not five more times. Not 10 more times. Not 100 more times. Not 1,000 more times.
Not 10,000 times.
Yeah, let's never forget October 7th, 10 more times, 1,000 more times. If that's not hateful, I don't know what is. And thank goodness, Mayor Eric Adams, who has been very clear about supporting the Jewish population, I'm happy to see that he came out and said it is time to start clamping down. And he also wants to figure out who's behind this. This is what he said today.
We have identified individuals who don't attend the schools who are on the campuses. And that is part of, we're doing a meeting today of with all of our college leaders who would like to participate and give them some best practices and coordination to help them. We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing fire.
I'd say it's already a blazing fire, but until the fire spreads more, obviously, sooner than later, Mr. President. And here is the former president, President Trump, after court today, because remember, he's stuck in court. And today was a whole other day of testimony that took place. And while he's stuck in court, he's watching Rome burn. Listen to what he says, because he believes that Biden's soft and wavering stance has really created this moment, not just in America, but around the globe.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess. And if this were me, it'd be after me. It'd be after me so much, but they're trying to give him a pass. But what's going on is a disgrace to our country. And it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He is the worst president in the history of our country. And again, what's going on is a disgrace. Now, it's interesting outside. For great Americans, people that want to come down and they want to protest at the court and they want to protest peacefully, we have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse. And yet you have nobody up at a college where you have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down. And that's a shame. But it all starts with Joe Biden. The signals he puts out are so bad. And I can tell you, he's no friend of Israel, that's for sure. And he's no friend of the Arab world either. You take a look at what he said. He's no friend of... He doesn't know what to do. He wants to take like a middle ground. And oftentimes that doesn't work. But it's certainly not working here. But what he's done to Israel is abandon them. And he's trying to be as nice as he can to the other side. Call it the Arab world, but that's not working either because they get him, and he's an incompetent man. A peace will never happen with a guy like this. Thank you very much.
And lots of shattered questions, but I agree with President Trump. The middle ground doesn't work. And this sort of whataboutisms or bothisms, remember when President Biden, then candidate Biden, was blistering President Trump over Charlottesville because he said there were good people in the crowd that wanted to keep the statues up of Robert E. Lee. And President Trump wasn't praising like KKK or all these other things that Biden made it out to be. But Biden said, God, there is no gray. And that's why I'm running for president. After that moment, I saw a leader who had a lot of gray, and there can't be gray when there needs to be moral clarity. Give me a break. Now look at President Biden, and not only gray, he has been throwing Israel under the bus, and it's all for politics. And so far, there have been, I think it's like 25 tweets from the president since Sunday. 9 of them are about climate change. There are none about what's going on the streets of America and these protests that we all see and that we're all deeply concerned about. What does that say? It says he doesn't care and he's playing politics. There was a statement from the White House, but it wasn't from him. And the most forceful comments have come from different people in the White House. And it took him a long time to even get those statements out. That to me speaks volumes. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Susan. Line 4. Susan, your thoughts.
Hi, dear. Yeah, this is so upsetting. It seems like the more people pay on education, the more brainwashed they are. And I don't believe, and I know myself, I never heard of Sharia law until 9/11. And when people were like, oh, yeah, this could happen here, I was like, no way. You know, we have a constitution. And I never even knew what it was, and especially for women and men, because the rights that we take for granted here, they just don't even have any clue. They are really, I feel like they are like little zombies, that these professors and just the whole anti-American part of, you know, first of all, how can they be allowed to say death to America or to any religious or group? How can the NYPD Adams get away with saying that they can't go onto the campus? Why not have rules if they're going to be able to so-called peacefully protest?
And by the way, Susan, they can go in if there's sort of a threat or there's a harm or something to that, but it has to be like a blatant. I mean, obviously you would consider this a threat, but it has to be sort of to the degree of almost like a threat of a physical violent act. Then they can sort of break the codes, if you will. But short of that, they have to be invited because it is private property. And so that's why they're kind of towing this line. And they're also trying to respond to these college presidents, because the first day the college president, remember at Columbia, said, oh, let me call them in. And then, boy, everybody went after her. Then these protesters are now calling for her to resign. And now they're even set up. They're bigger than ever. They're like thumbing their nose at her. They're like, you know, too bad, lady. We're going to keep going. And they're actually angry that she's trying to crack down, and she's even doing it sort of. I'd give her a C or a D grade. I wouldn't give her an A. Would you, Susan? And they think she's like so tough. There's even threats of lawsuits against Columbia and her. I mean, this is just crazy.
So what if there's lawsuits? They have the right as a private institution to put up boundaries. And say, you know, this is, they've given them no boundaries, and this whole movement should really wake people up.
I agree. I agree. But you know what, Susan? You know what, Susan? What do you make of the fact that I'm saying they're getting licensed because President Biden is so waffly? So if you have waffly leadership in the White House, you have waffly leadership in Columbia University. Guess what? That's dangerous. And I think if they had, both of them had provided moral clarity and said, here are the guide rules. You're going to respect your fellow students. You're not going to slam any Jewish students. You're not going to praise Hamas or praise October 7th. And if you do, you will be kicked out on day one. And now here it is months later, and they're still mamsy-pamsy. That's not good. Real quick, Susan.
Okay, yeah, and Biden, absolutely, he is the seed of this, because this is all about Michigan. It's political, and he's siding on both sides, and he is responsible for his weakness. That is what is fueling this horrendous situation.
Yeah, I agree. 1,000%. And it's all about votes. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls, everybody, when we come back here on The Rita Cosby Show.
The The Rita Cosby Show. It's the Rita Cosby Show.
Protesters are out of touch, just as Hall & Oates. I love this song. I haven't heard this in a while. I think we should put it up just a little bit. Well, these protesters are out of touch, I'm telling you, and they are also out of control. After the break, we're going to talk about some of the damage that they are doing. I mean, they're shouting at NYPD officers, white protesters telling black African-American NYPD officers that they're members of the KKK, throwing chairs at them, bottles at them. They are out of control and leadership needs to clamp down. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Gary, line three. Gary, your thoughts.
Hey, Reed, it's nice to talk to you. You know, these are the professional protesters, the same people that did the Black Lives Matter thing. And arresting them isn't going to do anything because they're not going to prosecute them. If the school doesn't out the actual students, then, you know, nothing's going to happen. And I just want to thank you and WABC and Sid Rosenberg for being on the right side of history, making everybody aware of what's going on. You guys are great Americans, and I listen all day long. I drive a truck long hours, and I appreciate you guys a lot.
Thank you.
God bless America.
Thank you. And you know what? We're trying to fight the good fight. And you're right, because Sid was out there with Congressman Mike Lawler and Anthony D'Esposito, and also Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. And I agree with you. Bravo to him and the other guys that were out there, because they were there to show support, actually, for the Jewish students, because they're scared at so many of these colleges. And good people have to stand together and say enough. And that's why this moment here really is, to me, a moment of clarity. And I have seen no clarity from this president. Gary, thank you so much.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God. Be sure to check out GoyaCares.com. They do so much to combat human trafficking and help preserve faith and the family. And this powerful story coming from Holland, Vermont, where recently two Vermont State Police troopers rescued a man from the extremely dangerously cold water after his canoe capsized on Holland Park, which is located in northeastern Vermont. A witness called police just before 11 o'clock and reported seeing a capsized canoe and a person in the water waving for help more than 150 feet from her location at a private residence. The man was not wearing a life vest and he was clinging to the overturned boat. Strong winds and massive waves were pushing the man further away from land. So two troopers arrived on the scene, Trooper Stephen Fateau and also Trooper James Gallup, accompanied by a crew from a local ambulance. And the Trooper Gallup immediately donned a life vest. He entered the water, swam out toward the overturned boat. Then Trooper Fateau, meanwhile, located a pedal-powered paddle boat at the private residence. He removed several protective tarps. He launched the boat and paddled out to the middle of the lake. Now, Officer Gallup was first to reach the victim, who was later identified as 37-year-old Kevin Forster. He helped Forster stay afloat until the paddle boat by Officer Fateau arrived. Then both of them grabbed onto the paddle boat, and then they began pedaling back towards the shore, where a crew from the fire department had arrived and launched a rescue craft. Forster, that man, the 37-year-old man who was rescued, was evaluated by crew from a local ambulance as a precaution and amazingly was determined to be in good stead. Bravo to the great work of these troopers, especially jumping into the cold, frigid water to save this man who undoubtedly could have perished and amazingly was said to be in great condition thanks to the fast reaction from the Vermont State Police troopers. And obviously their great life-saving skills. Bravo to them and, of course, all the great state troopers everywhere. We love and appreciate you and appreciate all our men and women in blue. And because we love our law enforcement here on the Rita Cosby Show, I'm telling you, I get so angry when I see these spoiled brat protesters that are out now at all of these different universities. Now there are so many of them across the country. There are dozens of them that are experiencing these protests. And again, it's not just in the Northeast. There's some at the University of North Carolina. There's some in California that are now protesting. And one of the protests here got downright ugly, where protesters, again, were shouting at the NYPD. They were Caucasian protesters shouting at black police officers. New York probably has the most diverse police department in the country. And they're shouting at African-American law enforcement, calling them KKK. How disgusting is that? Take a listen. NYPD, KKK. I mean, these people have no clue. And then they said, go to hell, NYPD. Here's this. So NYPD and Israel go to hell was their message. I mean, these people have no clue. Can you imagine if they said anything like that in Gaza, they'd last about 5 seconds. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Earlier today on Katz and Cosby, we had Dr. Ben Carson with us, and we were talking about just how preposterous it is that there are people out there that are protesting gays for Gaza. If you were gay in Gaza, you'd last about 5 seconds. I mean, in America, we respect everybody's rights. And yet in Gaza and places like that under Hamas, they'd be stoned to death. They'd be pushed off a roof. I mean, these people have no clue. And women's rights? You think you got them there in countries like that? How about in Afghanistan, women? I mean, that's crazy. These people have no clue how lucky they are to be in the greatest country in the world. And also, by the way, angry protesters at NYU shouting really vile anti-Israel comments. And things are getting out of hand, as we said, because they're not clamping down. And that is the problem. Even though they were called to the school, to the Greenwich Village campus, of course, they have to have permission from the university when it's a private school. Those are the rules. And so they come out there to the university. And yeah, guess what happens? So they go there. And then suddenly it gets out of hand and the officers are beaten with chairs and bottles. Listen to Mayor Eric Adams describing what happened when the officers arrived on NYU's campus.
The number of bottles that were thrown, chairs thrown at them, people who peacefully protest for an issue, they're not throwing bottles and chairs. And so we know that we have acknowledged and saw across the country, there are people who come have nothing to do with the issue, and they want to aggravate. Now, if those police officers didn't show a high level of discipline, this could have been an ugly situation. And you, when you look at the helmet, I hope they show the helmet of one of the officers. This officer was wearing a helmet when he was hit with the chair. The chair dented the helmet. Can you imagine if he didn't have the helmet on? And when the police department called me and said, you know, many people look down on officers wearing their helmets. Should they wear the helmets? I said, you're darn right they are. They're going to protect themselves from what I believe is a number of people who are really trying to use this to cause violence in our city. And we're going to seek them out. And we're going to identify them.
I hope they do. And I hope they throw the book at them. Everybody, whether they're from New York or not. And guess what? If they are not citizens of this country and they're here like on a green card or a visa, guess what? It's time to say, see ya, one-way ticket. And then they get on a list and they should not be allowed back in this country again. You come to this country, there are reports that a lot of them may be illegal. Can you imagine you come to this country and you start burning American flags and beating up police officers? I'm sorry. I have no patience for that. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Mario. Mario, your thoughts about all of this.
Thank you for taking my call, Rita.
Absolutely.
These people are fanatical. They're disrupting our society. Once they say debt to America, they should be stripped of their citizenship. And if they're so bent on Hamas, they should be put on a plane to Gaza, to Rafah especially, and let them chant, let's go Hamas, you know? I mean, it sounds unrealistic. But something has to be done. The police have their hands tied. These people eventually will become part of the fabric of our society in whichever field they're studying in. And they're just going to be like a pariah in time to come to our society. And on top of the migrants being here, and getting everything for free, I think since there's a low volunteer rate for the military, they should say, you want to earn your keep 4 years in the military.
Who do you think should be in the military, the migrants or these protesters?
The migrants.
Yeah, by the way, I think so, too. The problem is, I think you don't know who we're getting. You know, I mean, that's the real issue, Mario. I hear what you're saying. I mean, I like your thought about them giving back to the country. I think at minimum, something like that should happen. But I also think that we have no idea who these people are. We have no clue if they have a criminal history. And we don't know if the names are correct. We don't know what we're getting. So I don't know if you want to necessarily put them into the military if they are so unvetted. I mean, it's actually a very dangerous situation until we can vet these people. Then I think if they're fully vetted, I say by all means, I think that's a great idea at that point. So bravo to that one, Mario. Thank you very much. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, your thoughts.
Hey, what's up? I have to give Alan Dershowitz credit because it was his line when they say, you know, gays or LGBT for Hamas. He said that's like saying, chickens for KFC.
Yes, exactly. That was a great line, Andrew, when he said it. We all busted out, as you heard. Because it is. I mean, it's like, that is exactly what it is. It's like this false protest. These people have no clue what they're saying. They're sitting there talking about human rights. And yet, you know, Hamas is probably some of the most repressible forms of human rights ever.
Exactly. And I want to say with the tents, it was also on your show, Katz and Cosby at 5 last week. I think Newt Gingrich said with the tents, why doesn't the school say it's illegal to have tents? You have to dismantle them or we're going to suspend you. You know, so I blame the school even more than the city and the police because they could suspend students and they're not
They're not doing it.
They're not doing it.
By the way, and you know why they're not doing it, Andrew. They're afraid to, because they're kind of like Biden. They're trying to kind of have it both ways. Some of them are just wide opening the doors. They're even going further than he is. But they're afraid to clamp down, just like you said, because who knows? They're afraid of some of the students being upset. And some of these university professors probably think the students are right. So that's an even bigger problem. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Thanks, Andrew. Always great to hear from you. Let's go to JC. JC, your thoughts.
Well, I got a lot of thoughts. You know what? Saying death to America, death to Israel, and just raving about October 7th, that's inciting violence. That's hate right there. There's got to be federal statutes against that. They should bring these people up on federal charge, and they need to, like, start looking, investigating, see who these people are, because, you know, these people are right as far as saying not all of these people are from the colleges. These people are plants. And the reason everything is so out of control is because the Biden administration is totally lost control out of every single situation. They've lost control of the university. They've lost control of the Gaza-Hamas war. They lost control of backing up Israel. They lost control of Ukrainian war. They lost control of Iran. They lost control of everything. They've lost control of the border. They've lost control of the election. And that's what's really scaring them. That's why they're standing in the middle ground and without having any kind of control. The planet is like, you know what it's like? It's like an inside out gyro, okay? And that gyro is spinning and it's pulling apart in every single direction. And that's what's going on with the world.
Yeah, by the way, JC, I agree with you. It is spiraling out of control. I think that's a good analogy. And Biden just doesn't seem to have clarity. And when the world is uncertain, first of all, I think his waffling creates the crisis. And I think his continued waffling only escalates the crisis. People are looking to the U.S. for leadership and clarity. And if the world doesn't see clarity from America, we are really in a deep doo-doo. We're in trouble, because we need to be the leaders of the world, and we really play such a pivotal role. And if they see weakness and waffliness, guess what? Bad actors see moments to step in. And there are very clear moments where before this, there wasn't waffliness on Israel. There wasn't waffliness on a lot of things. And now they see, boy, this is gray. Hop in. This is a free-for-all. And the students feel it too. And that's why I think they are taking advantage of this moment. And it's spotlighting some university leadership that probably feel the same way as Biden, too. And that's a really dangerous, really sad mix, not just for New York and North Carolina and L.A. and New Haven and all these places where these schools are located. But it's really a sad testament to America, because these are supposed to be our future leaders. And these are Ivy League schools, supposed to be the best and the brightest. Oh, boy, are we in trouble if that's the case. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls, everybody, after the break.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show. Breaking news.
And tomorrow in New York, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is going to be speaking about the rise of anti-Semitism. And he's going to be joined by a number of members of Congress, including our next guest, who has been such a huge supporter of the Jewish community. He was out there at Columbia University the other day. Congressman Anthony D. Esposito, who is also a retired police detective, so he knows what it's like to be on the front lines. Congressman, so great to have you here on the show.
Hey, Rita, how are you? Thanks for having me.
You know, talk about tomorrow. Why is this an important visit? And I saw you there the other day. I said, bravo, bravo, bravo. You were right there in front of Columbia University shouting, support our Jewish students. Bravo.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what it's really all about. You know, tomorrow, I'm very thankful that Speaker Johnson's making his way to New York City, which seems like the heart of the anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism rhetoric that's plaguing this country and especially our educational institutions. When I was there yesterday with Congressman Lawler and County Executive Blakeman, and of course, your own Sid Rosenberg, when you see individuals walking around the city of New York with bandanas, with T-shirts saying, I am Hamas, I am Hezbollah. I mean, these are terrorist organizations, proxies of Iran, that have been at the forefront of butchering, raping, and mutilating individuals in Israel. They've called for the eradication of the state of Israel. They've called for the elimination of the Jewish people. And yet we have individuals walking around New York City being embraced by some of our oldest and, quite frankly, most famous educational institutions in the country. And I think it needs to change. And that's why yesterday we were in New York City. We called for the immediate resignation of the president of Columbia. We also joined a letter with all the members of the Republican delegation from New York, led by our conference chair, Elise Stefanik. The president of Columbia has no right to be the president anymore. If you do not have the ability to keep students safe, I mean, parents and guardians spend a lot of money to send their kids to Columbia. And when you tell Jewish students that they should go home and learn virtually because you don't have the ability to keep them safe, well, then you should no longer have that job.
Yeah, I agree. And we just have about 2 minutes left here, Congressman. But what about Congress? Can Congress investigate sort of who's behind these protests, too? Because they do seem so organized. It seems like they all have the same tent. They have the same sign. And what can Congress do, and also Department of Justice?
Well, we have some legislation in place right now. I know that Mike Lawler has a couple pieces of legislation that I've co-sponsored to hold these educational institutions accountable and make sure that if they are violating and teaching hate and promoting hate, I mean, you have the president of Columbia, who was unable to say that from the river to the sea, Palestine is free. She was unable to say in front of members of Congress that that is anti-Semitic. I mean, it's a legitimately calling for the eradication of the Jewish state. So we need to hold these places of education accountable. And I know that members of Congress want to do that. We intend to do that. And listen, very often we're asked, what's the benefit of having the majority in Congress? And what we saw a few months ago was our ability to have a hearing. The Education and Workforce Committee had a hearing. We had presidents of these institutions present, and it was clear that they are promoting hate, they are teaching hate, and they are not holding students accountable. And I said it yesterday, if these protests in New York City were for anything else, if they were against African Americans, if they were against gays, if they were against Italians, they would be held accountable immediately.
Yep.
But because they are calling for the hatred of Jews, because they want to eliminate Jews, it seems like the colleges don't know what to do, and they're letting it go freely.
You are right. Well, bravo for fighting the good fight. Thank you. We're going to be following that tomorrow. And also, by the way, we have Speaker Johnson on tomorrow with me and John Catsimatidis. He's going to be on at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, and he's going to be with this great Congressman D. Esposito right before that.